This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we are off and running with a boatload of weekend news and stuff that's been developing throughout the day. I am Gavin Dawson, general at your service at ease. There's Brian Broaddus in his LSU purple, ready to rock the house.
Go Tigers!
Lucius Alexander is not in the Pimp Cup at Master Control today. You have Chris Strong, and Lucius shall return before too long. Eric Chiafalo in attendance. Salute to you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Wolchuk is on dad duty today. Okay, so send that man some love on social media. Send some love to Lucius as well. You can find our X bios, our X links right there, our handles in the G-Bag Nation bio right there if you jump onto X. Of course, you got your main man, Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and on YouTube. And we're going to start with some Cowboys, guys. Is Jerry Jones saying, do not rule out Tyler Smith at left tackle?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't think Jerry's lying to you here.
Okay.
I don't. And I've said this before in a couple different platforms, but I believe the draft will dictate his ability, whether he moves or not. And, you know, will they be able to find a tackle in the first round? Or are they going to go with the center? Now, it might be a situation, too, where they, you know, they're all on one-year deals right now, you know. And they've done a great job with plug-and-play offensive linemen. What position can you get away with a potential plug-and-play easier? Would it be the center? Would it be the tackle?
So you think they would need to find a really good tackle at 24 to be confident?
I think that's kind of how I look at it.
Okay.
But man, you talk to people over there, it is not a very positive vibe going on over there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, really? Okay.
And you know, there's so much unknown.
Yeah.
You know, when everybody's on 1 year deals and you don't know. And you know, the thing I was talking about with McCarthy, if I was him, I'd have been in Will McClay's office every damn day during free agency, like, okay, what are we doing here? What are we doing here? What are we doing? Why are we not doing this? You know, you're not giving me a chance here. You know, I mean, but Mike chose another route. You know, he went on spring break and did some other things. So they're going to let Will and Steven do what they do.
He might have got a very clear message because Jerry also saying that doing the Tyron Smith deal like the Jets did would have blown up their cap.
Yep.
So this seems like, you know, a really hard line that they've drawn. Well, and that it's kind of a rebuild. You know, I think Mike McCarthy, you're being given $5 million to play this thing out. And if you do an unbelievable job with it, guess what? You've saved your job.
Yeah,
I think that's the way that the team is looking at it, and they really have no intent of improving the team or even keeping it as good as they were because they need this time. They went for it the last 2 years in their mind. Like bringing in Cooks and Gilmore was them going for it.
Yeah.
And now why would I want to bring in another coach for this rebuild when I already have you on staff, I already got to pay you, and we're not going anywhere. I don't want to bring in a coach and set him up for success. Hey, new coach, guess what? We're not spending any money, and this is the Cowboys' version of a rebuild, so it's going to be a couple of years before we free stuff up.
You know, and hello to all the guys listening in Orlando at the owners' meeting. I'm sure you guys are enjoying our broadcast today.
Salute.
They could have flipped some switches.
Yeah.
They could have got some money. Mm-hmm. You know, they acted like they were broke. In reality, yeah. They're not broke.
Other teams, you know, might have decided to do that.
Yeah.
But the way they manage their cap, they look at it as a multi-year approach, not every year. We got to do whatever it takes to win the Super Bowl. And that reality, I think, is now official, you know, and it's settling in for maybe even the most cynical of fans about that. So I think you try to make the playoffs, right? And then you go on a magical run or draft so well that you can run. I just think it's a shame, you know, they've gone up to this point knowing they were building to this moment here for the 2024 season, and if you knew that, you should have gone for it sooner. I mean, bringing in Cooks and Gilmore was great,
mm-hmm.
but it ultimately does not matter if you can't run the ball. And, you know, they really put their passing game in a bind when they come up against these good defenses that have answers and they have no other plan to go to. Time and time again, I've been saying it consistently for probably 3 or 4 years now. It's great to add weapons, but if you can't make sure you can run the ball in January, you ain't getting through that gauntlet, you know? And I'm not a run game, like, enthusiast. I don't think you should build your team thinking we got to make sure we run the ball. But if you're looking to put that final piece onto a championship team, you got to get there. And the Cowboys did not, and now they're going to take their medicine over the next couple of years. But, yeah, when Jerry said we couldn't even do that super incentive-laden team-friendly deal for Tyron Smith that the Jets did because it would have blown up our cap, that's all I need to hear.
You know? Yeah, that's all you need to hear. I do think it's a good move to do the Tyler Smith at left tackle thing. I think that's the most appropriate way to allocate what you have there from a resources standpoint. Like, you have too many holes to create another one just because you want to keep this guy at guard. That makes no sense. So I think Tyler Smith being your left tackle, you got plenty of guards on the roster. You draft your center, and your offensive line's going to be okay.
Yeah, I think as long as he plays well, you know, it's a great opportunity to try this. You know, if it goes great at left tackle, you're like, awesome. If he's whiffing on guys and having to hold, then you know you have an all-pro left guard sitting there, and you can address that in the offseason of 2025.
Correct.
But how does the draft fall to you, right, Chief? If you got that amazing tackle at 24, would you take that?
If there's an amazing tackle there, then, like, if you feel like, hey, we got a guy that can come in and be dang near just as good as Tyler Smith day one, he's an immediate starter at left tackle, and you can get that at 24, then, hey, kudos to you. I don't think that will be the case. So I think you should be going into it with Tyler Smith being your left tackle, and then you can find the center replacement very easily at 24 or by even trading down a little bit, getting more picks, and still taking the center and making sure your offensive line is at least serviceable. You know, with Tyler Smith at left tackle, you know you're at least getting solid protection there. With a rookie, you have no idea.
Yeah, you have a better chance of getting a first-round tackle than you do maybe a first-round center. You know, and especially the kid at there, Powers Johnson at Oregon. You know, you're starting to hear the whispers of how banged up he is physically. You know, so that, I mean, he's the best center on the board. We'll see what happens with Barton, you know, from Duke, who hasn't played center. He's been a tackle. He was a center early in his career, but now he's been a tackle. He's been a guard. That seems like a, you know, pretty good fit.
Piano player.
Yeah, piano player. Frazier, the West Virginia center. Good player. Van Pram from Georgia, good player. But you have a better shot of grabbing a plug-and-play tackle, in my opinion, here. But I'm
and then you get a center in the second round?
You could probably – I think they are locked on to drafting Jonathan Brooks from Texas.
In the second round?
I think they're taking
– Okay, don't have a center.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You could find a way, maybe that's, you know, if you pick up the extra pick, if you back up, you know, Frazier, I think would be a consideration there. Limmer from Arkansas is a guy that's kind of a fourth-round guy. But they've got some centers that are some tough guys that are probably better players than what you were playing with the last few years.
Okay, all right.
So, I have a feeling that the center – The tackle depth at 24 will be better than what the center depth is.
We are just coming up on a month to go now until the draft. We will, as always, have the best coverage. We are just 3 days from opening day on The Fan. Tonight, Rangers-Red Sox exhibition action at the Globe. Very exciting for those of you that are heading to the game tonight. I'm sure we will have lots of Rangers content today. You will hear the audio a little bit later on when Boach told Bankford, you made the team, buddy. And we will have extensive coverage of that new taco item at Hurtado, right?
Oh, yes, we will. Yes, today was the unveiling of all the new concession items at Globe Life Field for the year. You're going to be very, very excited to see some of the new additions. And Hurtado is certainly leading the headlines for what was unveiled today. It looks outstanding. It's going to be another incredible culinary experience every time you set foot in the yard.
Okay, so what are you doing now with the NCAA tournament as far as rooting interests, okay, inside these borders? I know we have an anti-Houston rivalry going on for a lot of you. You don't want to root for anything Houston because of, you know, things that have transpired between the Rockets and the Astros and so on and so forth. Maybe you still don't forgive the Texans for winning the first game at AT&T Stadium. I don't know. But there's an anti-Houston bias here. I am going to make an exception for myself because I grew up a Clyde Drexler fan. Okay, so I have my Phi Slammajama red hooded sweatshirt on today. That's where I'm taking it. That's where
represent
I'm,
for the Cougs.
Yeah. I mean, you had UT taking L over the weekend. You had Baylor bowing out. Condolences to A&M. Condolences to Kansas as well. The Rock Chalk Jayhawk crowd is done early.
It's all right. Bill Self said for the last month his mind has been on next season. So he's been checked out for a while. Yeah.
Coach Sampson called it possibly the most satisfying win of his career, though, as four Houston players fouled out.
It was incredible watch at the end how Houston was able to cobble that thing together and actually, you know, get some stops there in the overtime. But how that game got to overtime, Texas A&M, though, they could look at their situation. They got to the free throw line a ton.
45 times.
And did not do a good enough job there. Okay. So when you look at the loss there, that's probably the first place you need to focus on. But Houston they got into foul trouble. It got worse, but the Houston bench is actually pretty deep, and they were able to kind of finish that game off.
That's right. Yeah, Samson said they're built for this. You don't see what we do, all the sprints and the shuttles that we do in practice. When we get to overtime and our bench is depleted, we're still ready to rock and roll. My guy's got the stamina.
You ever seen the drill? It's like the old XFL. Remember back in the day when they used to like have the scramble for the ball on the opening kickoff?
Yes.
Like they, you know, you ran and two guys run and try and dive for the ball. They practice ball on the court drills like that. Like dudes diving into each other to go get a loose ball.
Shoot, yeah.
So are you kidding me, dude?
Basketball Oklahoma drill.
There's some video of them.
I'd like to see that of
their practices where guys are like yelling as they're scrambling for balls on the court. You know, guys are fighting each other and stuff like that. So yeah,
loose ball maniacs.
They're built for this. They really are.
I dig that, man. That was a great game last night.
Yeah, 972. I'll never cheer for a Houston team ever, not even for $1 million.
Yeah, sure you will.
I think for $1 million I would do it, but I don't have the same type of Houston hate for the Cougars. You know, like I can separate Cougars from Astros. Mm-hmm. That's very easy for me. When it comes to the Astros, of course, you can't stand them. I think the Texans might start to get to that point if they're about to go on a run here of winning, and you're just going to be like, oh my gosh, we can't do anything. And even the Texans have figured out a way to get to a conference title game or a Super Bowl or something. That'll start to get under my skin. The Cougars don't do it for me, but I'm not necessarily pulling for them overall right now because I think it's been a chalk situation from, you know, just by and large with the tournament. And so I think your only remaining like Cinderella fun story with the lovable team here, underdog style, is the 11th seeded NC State. The NC State team is a ton of fun to watch, and they got characters on that team, and they went to overtime and got themselves a nice victory the other night. And they got the big dude, Mr. DJ Burns, who is fantastic. He's the big man who's got, you know, the ability to put the ball in the hoop all over the place, and he's the rebounding is fantastic. But the personality, this dude sells, or he doesn't sell them, but he owns a couple of vending machines. He's got his own business of owning vending machines and just cashing out because of them. And I hear that's like a secret, awesome, like low-key business that we should all be trying to kick the tires on owning a vending machine. Apparently, you can just clean up, dude.
Wow, okay. That sounds fun. I'm in, especially now with how they can swipe. You don't even have to stack up all that change, take it to a bank.
Yes, exactly.
We could have NC State Houston in a Final Four rematch.
1983, huh?
Yeah, 1983. Just one of the most iconic.
15 pounds of crawfish watching that one sitting in my dorm room at LSU. Oh. By the way, I secretly will cheer for Houston.
Okay.
Not because they're my final pick, but because it was one of the best recruiting visits I've ever taken in my life. Right. That's when I got pushed into the strip club, Rick's Cabaret.
They you were underage, right?
I was underage. Didn't have a fake ID. They created a fake fight outside of the club.
Oh, that's that story.
Yeah, and I got and those guys. They
veteran
like,
leadership.
Next
dude.
Thing I know, it's like they're kind of rolling around on the ground like the loose ball drill thing, and everybody's running outside. And one guy turns and just two hands shoves me into the club, and I go stumbling in. And next thing I know, I look back. And I see the guys kind of making up, hugging, and then they got into the club. But that's what they did. They created a diversion to get me into Rick's Cabaret.
Oh, the hijinks.
At 18 years old. Yeah. Secretly pull for Houston that way.
Wow. Thank you. All right. So
That's your motorboat anniversary, isn't it?
Yeah. It's coming up here pretty soon. Yeah.
What else are you doing with rooting interest? Another texter reminding me that it was the Giants who won the first game at AT&T Stadium. My bad on that. It was Houston that won their first game as a franchise.
That's right.
Against the Cowboys.
Yes.
David Carr, baby.
I need someone from the Big 12 to make it to the Natty, even as a TCU fan. Go Cougs, says the 817. That basketball drill is not unique. We're doing that starting seventh grade. Wow. Whoever lost had to run a suicide.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Must have a heck of a program out there. My goodness, the Stars won both games. Speaking of a heck of a program, they've won four in a row.
Yeah.
They'll be at San Jose, Vancouver, and Seattle for a Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Colorado's won nine in a row, though. So we have a tie atop the division. And the Avs do have a game in hand, by the way. Vancouver still leads the conference by a couple of points. Just 1 point now with the Avs and Stars tied right behind them. So in good shape here with the sports. We're heading in a good direction, and the Mavs at Utah tonight should be able to pick up a dub as long as they stay focused. All righty. When we come back, G-Bag Nation, what the Rangers still have to work on with 3 days until the defense of their World Series championship gets underway. It's coming up next in the Nation.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and we hope you are having a terrific Monday. Thanks for making us part of it. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel are the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. It's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. And this segment of the GBAC Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids as well. Go to carsforkids.org. Opening day on Thursday. We are so excited to take it all in with you. We'll be inside the stadium, our normal perch over the center field wall. And we'll have Chris Young on and a number of Rangers, luminaries and dignitaries and special guests. And looking forward to chatting with him about, you know, what he's learned since spring training began 5 weeks ago. You know, I wonder if they're thinking about bringing in Trevor Bauer at all. And then, you know, what is still unresolved with opening day happening? Trevor Bauer, by the way, involved last night in a game with an exhibition match. The Diablos Rojos del Mexico beat the New York Yankees 4-3. Two exhibition games going on in Mexico City. A classic Kenny Power story with the pitcher being ostracized from Major League Baseball. He signed a 5-day contract with the Diablos Rojos. He allowed 4 hits and no runs in 3 innings, 3 strikeouts and 2 walks. So we did have some base runners there. His whip was 2, which isn't ideal, but yeah, I think that's one of the questions. Like, do you think a team will ever sign Trevor Bauer? And I just want to see how CY would answer that, because at this point we need pitching really, really bad. You're defending champs. You only need him for a couple of months. He's doing a 5-day deal with the Rojos. To me, this is, if you can't get signed right now, then it just ain't going to happen.
This one's intriguing to me because of all the things that you hear about the player and the person. And you always talk about, okay, just show up to pitch. We don't need you coming in the clubhouse. We don't need you hanging around everybody.
I mean, is he a total spaz?
Yeah, I mean, is he that bad of a teammate?
Just tell him to hush.
I mean, these teams must know so much about him.
Yeah.
Because if you're talking about a pitcher that's like super talented.
Yeah, he was one of the best.
I mean, he is, and he's super competitive. But man, for him not to even get a sniff, and you wonder if.
There might be something else. Well, we heard about the situation in L.A., but maybe there's an undercurrent of speculation.
How about somebody in the league office saying, none of you teams are signing this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, an edict.
Yeah. We're not going through this again. We're not going to let him do something crazy once again that gives us the black eye. And, you know, it really... I think at the end of the day, it wasn't his fault, right? Did they?
The L.A. scene?
Yeah, the L.A., the whole thing. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Incriminating.
Yeah, so all of a sudden now it's a...
Deviant behavior, maybe.
Deviant fetish. Behavior. Yeah, fetish, whatever you want to say. And
but everybody's gotten over the whole, you got to be wholesome to be in the public eye thing. Everybody understands we're human.
Little kink shame.
I think the league might just tell the teams... You're not signing this
guy. They want to build their league around guys who off the diamond don't have any question marks. You know, guys like Shohei Ohtani and things like that.
No, you're right. I knew exactly
what to make sure.
No, I knew exactly where you're going there. Yeah.
They don't want to encourage unethical behavior.
Face
of baseball right now. That's your guy. Yeah. He's, you know, betting on Texas A&M and Houston.
He was probably sweating that one out last night, you think?
I think he was.
817 from someone close to Chris Young. Bauer will not be a Ranger.
Yeah, I figure that.
903, Bauer would
Thanks
fit
Thanks
for
in checking in, Chris.
Perfect with the Astros. Yeah.
This is definitely not Chris Young texting when I say this, but this Chris, Bauer thing's not happening.
Yeah. Heard him on a podcast as the 469. Doesn't seem like a terrible dude. It's hard to say, you know, when you're on a podcast, you're trying to present the best version of yourself. 704, sign Trevor, look at a second chance. Please, Rangers, sign this guy. Plus, his YouTube would sell more tickets. Yeah, you know, I think what Brian said is really interesting to me right now. Like,
oh, thanks.
What else could possibly be out there?
I'm just as surprised as you are, Broadus.
Yeah,
because that is... That's the only explanation for why I got this good.
Oh yeah.
Now that I think about it in that way. Okay, what do the Rangers have left to accomplish here? We go to Jeff Wilson. 5 items Rangers still have on their opening day checklist. They got to clear Seager and Young. Young says he's confident he'll be in the lineup at third. Siegs is cautiously optimistic that he will be at shortstop. Boach saying they're both day-to-day until that time. If one of them needs a day off or needs to be a designated hitter a few times early in the season, Boach is going to give them time, he says. I'm not worried about these. You know, obviously injuries could be a big part of it, but they showed last year they could overcome injuries to both those guys and an injury to the best pitcher in the game and still win the World Series. So they're just it's part of sports. Final bullpen spots, bit of a head-scratcher because you're really just trying to play the hot hand. Nobody's been like, hey, it should be me and me and me. You know, you have a couple of good ideas, but I definitely am curious to see how that's all going to get sorted out and what the rotation's like and what the new guy can do. Where would you guys hit Wyatt Langford? Where is Wyatt is the third one? Rangers aren't just going to make him the full-time DH to make him an everyday player and maximize the outfield defense. He's going to have to get as many at-bats there and out in the field. The potential need to give DH days to Seager, though, and Young could result in Langford, Carter, and Taveras sitting. If so, expect the Rangers to time Carter and Taveras days off when they are facing a left-hander. Bochy says the Rangers are working to determine where Langford will hit in the lineup after batting third much of the spring with Seager and Young back. Langford could slide to fifth with Jonah Heim behind him and Young batting seventh. You know, there's so much math and so many difficult choices. I don't even know how you do this, but I think you got to try to talk to the guys about being as flexible as possible because there's a lot of ways this could make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits having a lineup like this. And then I think it'll be fun to just monitor Bochy's approach from game to game. Like, you'll have what your ideal lineup would be, but then based on the pitching staff or based on guys you're trying to sit or guys who are banged up or whatever it is, and you have a bit of a, you know, you have an embarrassment of riches as outfielders now with the way Langford has come up and played. And then, okay, so what do we do? There's so many question marks going into every single game, but I think the versatility of this lineup allows for you to feel confident that really no matter what the situation is, you're going to have a lineup that's going to be pretty dang awesome. And Bochy navigating that is going to be a joy to watch.
Yeah, my question is how tough do you think they're going to be keeping Semien, you know, in the leadoff spot?
Yeah, I know.
Because now you have so many good options with the patience of Carter. You know, if Langford's just tearing the cover, you don't want to have him fifth or sixth. You know, I think you go to Semien and say, dude, if we're in the middle of a big slump, we are going to move you. Okay, please be a leader throughout this process. And when you're hot again, maybe you'll be leading off again.
Man, this is just me. I don't think they're going to have that conversation.
Yeah.
I think it's one of those things that, you know what, the respect factor of the guy, the fact that he lines up for 162, he was probably tired at the end. He was slumping at the end. He came up with a couple of big hits at the end. But that's one of those things I don't know. I just don't think they will.
Okay. All righty.
Real quick on this, though.
Uh-huh.
Where did you bat Evan Carter when he first came in the league? Didn't he near the bottom of the lineup?
Initially, yeah.
I mean, it was near. I mean, do you do the same thing just to maybe get him acclimated to what you're trying to do?
I mean, I don't know. They started Josh Young as a rookie in the five hole, you know, and Langford has been more impressive than even him. It's fair to ask.
Yeah, because you're going to, you know, the pressure if he's not able to deliver in the three. I think that's something I would worry about.
Yeah, and then you got to think about defense as well. And so far, his defensive instincts are not there. I do think it's possible long-term on a great team he'd be the DH. Who's the closer? They have four options. Bochy's been playing it close to the vest. We go into the Pimp Cup where Chris Strong has your G-bag of the day. Good afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir.
Welcome into the nation.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
First ever?
First ever. Finishing up the Grand Slam today of shows here at the Fan.
Right on.
Hell yeah.
That's the career Grand Slam, not consecutive, right?
Yeah, career, yeah. Career.
Gotcha.
Do you guys see the line of the Shields tweet over the weekend? He was like, there's no holes in this Rangers lineup whatsoever.
Did not see that, but
it's a hole-free lineup, man.
Yeah, he said good luck to everyone out there. Good luck right there.
Delino's a legend, so we salute him and welcome his input at every turn.
This is G-Bag of the Day for Monday, March 25th, 2024. I'm blessed to fill in this week for the great Lucius Alexander as he's on vacation. Did he give you guys any details on where he's going, what he's up to on vacation?
I think it was one of those Jamaican sexcapades.
yes. Yeah, I think you nailed it. Or it was camping in Oklahoma.
I heard camping. Yeah, camping. A little home improvement. So shout out LA.
This is the game of telephone, man. The message gets lost somewhere.
I like the
line.
Jamaican trip better than the home improvement thing. You know, if that would be.
You're not
better.
Much of a DIY guy.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Well, the one-time winner looking to double it up today is LA's news crush Cynthia from WFAA.
Yeah.
He said to hold on and wait because she choked on what?
A woman is alive tonight thanks to a Mansfield police officer who saved her from choking behind the wheel.
Oh my God.
You know, our executive producer, incredible. Tiffany Johnson, just so insensitive. She was laughing, saying, you know how embarrassing it would be to, like, have to be saved from just your chewing gum?
I would and be I, happy to be laughed at and be
I,
saved.
I couldn't believe that. That's Tiffany Johnson. I just...
Wow.
I couldn't believe what she said.
Well, I choked. I was choking on a banana a couple of years ago. Remember I told you?
I'll never forget.
I kid you not. Captain Awesome saved my life. Seriously.
All right. I'm
dead.
I mean, folks, I couldn't make this up if I had to. 67 degrees right now.
There you go, Pete.
In Denton.
Get in there.
Insanity. Yep.
Save us, Pete. Save us. Yeah.
Right,
let me
champ.
Get some music going up here.
All right.
Two-time champ. Going for two-time today. It might be tough to beat. But I'm going to go, since it's opening day, I'm going to go straight to baseball here.
All right.
Do you guys know where Adams State University is? Adams State.
No.
Adamsville, Vermont.
Is it Adams State located in Michigan?
Colorado. Sorry.
No.
Division II baseball. Gosh. I would have given you all $100
you limped
if you
in
got
with
that
what,
one.
With what?
I know. I thought I knew
Michigan?
Where
to
call yourself a scout.
Michigan.
Just because the Oakland Golden Grizzlies are from there, you think maybe random.
Did I get that one right?
I nailed that one. You did.
I thought Adams State was okay. Go
ahead. You've been to the gentlemen's clubs in that area.
Yeah.
Guys, here's Adams State
cleaned
baseball broadcaster. Yeah. He was heated at a call. They were down 11-2 until the umpire eventually changed the call.
Oh.
You suck! Of course. That's terrible! Bulls! That's a bunch of shit! You guys know it too, huh?
Your head's out of your ass! Terrible!
How can you say that was like 10 feet?
Oh, everybody saw it!
Yay, they got it right! Yay!
It's two guys, right? There's the main character, but off in the distance, you hear the other guy, the supporting actor here, who is very much so ripping into the same umpire.
God bless. I love when an official team congregates and says, hey, buddy, you messed that one up. You mind if we go ahead and reverse this?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, Jim. Yeah, thanks for picking me up.
That's right.
That's all we need.
I kind of think this is what the path that Mike Bassick's going to take one day here in these broadcasts.
Oh, really? Oh, from the Bally booth?
From the Bally booth, just start yelling. Just take his headset.
Ball set comes out.
You just start yelling at the ump.
That would be so amazing. If he turns into a shock jocker in a baseball booth.
That would be awesome.
Turns into an epic star doing that. I could see it.
Guys, this G-Back nominee was nominated by Tolo Rogers on Twitter. He sent it to Lucius.
Okay.
Lucky Lucius P on Twitter. Keep sending it over there. I'll look for them. This was a church funeral. Mm-hmm. An old buddy gives some remarks on maybe some naughty stuff back in the day. Let's hear it right here.
But the thing is, you know, I was 11 years old, and I had a
What?
And the police used to pass by.
Prostitute.
What you doing? Yeah. What you doing? I said, I'm waiting on my 11 years old. I ain't never seen nothing like it. That's when I ran into James Wagner. But anyway, he pulled my coattail, but I just want to tell you.
Wow. Right on.
11 years old, huh?
That is quite a shocking funeral. You never know what somebody's going to say. You got a lot of emotion and, you know, usually a little booze here and there.
My favorite part at the end was the deacon who walked up, said, not in my church. You can't talk about that in my church. Yeah. And pulled him off there. Okay, G-Bag of the Day, final one if we have the time.
Yeah.
Kevin Harlan promoting Knuckles on Paramount Plus. And Van Gundy wants a reminder because it's so far in the future.
Everyone's favorite red-headed warrior, Knuckles, teams up with Sonic and his best pal, Tails. Stream the six-part event series, Knuckles, April 26th. exclusively on Paramount Plus. Stan Knuckles. That was your nickname in high school.
You know
right?
what? Knuckles? I would love to watch that, but we're already advertising for April 26th. That's a long way off. So, Kevin, you've got to text me on the 25th and remind me.
No doubt, Matt. Yeah, man, I'm day to day. I'm sorry if I don't make it to something that I'm due for tomorrow, because I can't guarantee it. Is it Cynthia's WFAA, our one-time champ? Is it Adam State with the ump challenging, changing the call? Is it the church funeral remarks? Or is it Kevin Harlan and Stan Van Gundy promo? I'm gonna vote for. That's a tough one. I'm gonna vote for the ump changing the call, Chia Fala. How about you?
I'm gonna go with the champ.
All right, Mr. Strong.
I'm gonna go with the ump. I really like that one. D2 baseball represent.
Yeah, Adam State. Why not? Let's go.
By a score of 3-1, your new G-Bag of the Day champion. It's the umpires at the Adam State game getting called out and saying, you know what, fans? This time, you're right. Okay, we got to run. Krusty's Corner's coming up next. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Man, this team is trying to trade up for a quarterback. I'm going to run you through what they're offering to get there. We'll do that next.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Thank you, Chris Strong, and for Lucius Alexander. Today it is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Otani's going to talk in 2 hours, so at about 4:45, we'll take you there live to Los Angeles, see what he has to say. It's time now for Krusty's Corner. Here's the king of the Krusty's, Broadus.
Thank you very much, Sean. No questions there on that one, huh? On that Otani?
I believe he will not be taking any questions. He will just
That's a statement read right
he'll
there.
Just go,
for,
yeah.
That's
he'll
a red flag.
Tap. Is this thing on? Okay, mm-hmm. Cool.
I know there's been a lot of speculation about what happened. I just wanted to set the record straight. Yeah. Here's the real story. Please believe me this time. Man, okay. We'll take a listen to it. I am very much looking forward to the press conference. But at this stage in the game, it's just there have been so many conflicting stories. I don't know if anybody can say something that I'll believe.
Well, now they're finding out. Did you guys see over the weekend, The Athletic reported that, I guess it was like UC Riverside is where the interpreter claims to have gone to college, and they've apparently got no record of him going to that university. So it's just like one of the things I saw this weekend where, you know, holes are starting to be poked in this entire thing.
Wow.
Well, make it till you make it going.
New interpreter? We have interpreter tryouts, perhaps, for Otani's presser today? Or is this already somebody that perhaps has a full-time gig?
Yeah, maybe what he does, he says, okay, fill out this betting slip, and if whoever has the best, you know.
You guys if you hit
the parlay, then maybe you get to be the guy.
Oh, man. I tell you what, Prize Picks, I'm having a blast with it, but I had a couple March Madness moments. I needed Filipowski for Duke to get 15 points yesterday to complete my four-player parlay. Yeah. It would have been a home run, and, of course, he ended with 14.
Yeah.
So that one stung.
Ooh, yeah.
Thanks, Filipowski.
Mm, sorry about that, bro. By the way, Mardi Gras Brian appeared Friday at the lake.
Nice.
Yeah, and I want to thank my buddies. I didn't know this was a golf drink, a drink that you drink on the golf course. Transfusions? I've never heard of this.
Me neither.
Vodka.
I think that's the morning after drinking. Usually when you get the transfusion.
Yeah, I need the transfusion, but this is like a good everyday drink.
Oh,
vodka, grape juice, ginger ale, and crushed ice.
Sounds wonderful.
Man, it is refreshing.
One more time now. Vodka?
Vodka.
Grape juice?
Grape juice, and then ginger ale, crushed ice.
Yeah. Sounds delightful.
It is. It's a delightful drink. And I can see why people drink it on the golf course, because it's a very refreshing drink. If it's hot outside, I can see it being a really good drink.
Hangover?
No, not at all.
Thanks to the good night gummy.
No,
saves you in the morning.
Did not save me in the morning.
Okay,
I just think that my tolerance since hanging out with you has gotten better.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I think it's because you've become a champion.
Yeah.
And you found yourself in championship settings, and I just happened to be there.
I think you were part of you got me back on track. I used to not be that way, but now I'm back to my days of being.
Good job, Eric.
Hey, if I get the credit for that, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Cheers.
All right. This team, the Minnesota Vikings, This is interesting to me because I want to give you guys what the Vikings. This is coming from ESPN. This is our guys at ESPN, and they've kind of run through what the Vikings could do to go and get a quarterback, and they're offering their or what the things they're offering. They're saying, hey, how could they move up? How could they get there? So they sat down and kind of mapped out a path. And I want you guys to play the role of I'm trading to you. I'm the Vikings. I'm trying to come to you. And you tell me if this is worth it for you. All right?
All right.
I'm trying to get the three. I'm trying to get to the third overall pick. That would be the New England Patriots. Would you be interested in my 11th overall pick, the 23rd overall pick, and a 2025 first-round pick? So I'm giving you three first-round picks for your pick at number three.
If I'm the Patriots?
If you're the Patriots.
I'm needing to use my pick. Okay.
All right.
I don't have a quarterback myself.
Yep.
So I would probably say no unless I just don't like the third-best quarterback on the board.
That's you, Eric.
Yeah, I think from what I've seen a lot of the like I like Drake May, and it seems like Drake May will be there at three. And yeah. If I'm the Patriots, I need to take a quarterback. So that's what I would do. If I was the Patriots, I would say thanks, thanks. I'm taking
away.
The quarterback.
You would
there.
Turn away the three first round picks, is what you would do.
I believe I would.
I think my guy Elliot Wolf might take that deal.
It's not a bad deal to take.
I mean, you get pick 11.
Right.
Pick 23, and then a first round the following year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think Elliott would strongly consider that one. So, that is a pretty straightforward deal. Okay. At number four, Arizona Cardinals. The Vikings send number 23 and Justin Jefferson to the Arizona Cardinals for the fourth overall pick. So, dang. Now I'm sending you number 23. And maybe the best wide receiver in the game for the fourth overall pick. And this is, you know, this is, you could do it with, their rationale here is, you know, you could do it with all picks all the way if you want. But if the Vikings aren't able to secure an extension for Jefferson, the Vikings could send him to Arizona, draft their quarterback at three, and still be in a position to draft a receiver at 11.
I just don't know how to value a star player who's about to set the market at his position. You know, like for Kansas City, they had that with Tyreek Hill, and they actually didn't want him. You know,
yeah.
And they found a taker, but I don't think that's a great situation to trade for. I'm getting an elite player, but said elite player is instantly going to take about 12-14% of my cap. So I don't look at Jefferson as a like super valuable asset when it comes to trading because he's asking for $30 million when he arrives. I could go spend $30 million, you know, on a great wide receiver if I wanted to go do that. It doesn't necessarily fit my plans, you know. That being said, you know, Kyler Murray and Justin Jefferson might be exactly what our team needs. So I'm thinking no, but I could get talked into it.
That's probably one I'd be super interested in doing if I'm Arizona, because you know Arizona obviously feels like they have their quarterback in Kyler Murray right now,
right.
So it's not like you're trading away from a position that you need at the quarterback spot. I would be doing everything I can though to get that pick 11 from Minnesota. It's like, hey, I know you want to give me pick 23, but you're going to get the quarterback of your dreams right now.
Yeah.
So if you want that, you're gonna have to fork up. I know you're giving me Justin Jefferson, but as Dawson just mentioned, I gotta pay him
an arm
and a leg. And you clearly don't want to do that, Minnesota.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, you're trying to draft the quarterback, the face of your franchise, and you're willing to punt on the best wide receiver in the NFL because you don't even want to pay for him.
Yeah, see,
so I need pick 11.
See, that's where I would go. I'm about to pay this guy. I think you guys are dead on here. I'm like, listen, I'm gonna give you this pick, but I have to pay this guy. You know, he's not going to play for me for the way it is. So I would work very, very hard to get the 11. So if it was Vikings send 11 and Justin Jefferson for four.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
We're in on this, right?
I am, yes.
Okay. All right. Los Angeles Chargers at five. The Vikings send 11 and 23 for the fifth overall pick. Then send the fifth and the and a 2025 first round pick to the Patriots for number three. So you're double trading is what you're doing.
Right.
You're going up to five, then you're turning around and taking five and a first round pick to try and get to three.
Okay. Yeah, if you're the Chargers there, I mean, I think if you're the Chargers, you do that. If you're the Chargers, you accept that initial offer. I'm trading back from five. I don't need a quarterback.
Right.
And
you're getting 11 and 23.
Right. So I'm getting two stud players here. Now, if you're the Chargers, you might think to yourself, hey, Keenan Allen's gone. Mike Williams, gone. We need a badass wide receiver. At five, we're getting one. At 11, are we? Probably not. You're not getting one of those top three bona fide super beast receivers. So are you willing to trade down from there and not get one of those guys, but then you have two picks in the round? I probably would be, because I wouldn't put as much stock into just one particular player, though I understand how studly these particular wide receivers are at the top.
Yeah.
So that's the question that the Chargers would have to, you know, answer to themselves. Are you willing to punt on one of these top three wide receivers? Because at 11, you're probably not getting it. But you're still getting a really good player, and then at 23, same thing. So I'd do that if I was the Chargers.
Yeah, to me, I also got to think about the trade that you make with the Patriots. You know, you're going to get, they're going to get five. You know, that it might be a little bit more palatable to them to be, you know, to be able to still pick in the top five,
yeah,
and then get a next year's one.
Right.
That might get a little bit more easy for you.
But the thing, if you're the Patriots there, you still might be trading away from a quarterback that you love. Going from three to five could, yeah, be the difference in getting the quarterback that you want. And if you're the Patriots and you got a guy you want, then there's not one single first round pick that's going to change the idea that like making that a good idea. If you want a quarterback there at New England, I don't think you're trading out of three.
All right, the final one I want to give to you right now is the New York Giants at six. The Vikings send 11-23 for the sixth overall pick, then send the six and a 2025 first-round pick to the Patriots for number three. So you're trying to keep enticing the Patriots to do this. Is it make any sense for the Giants to pick up 11-23?
Not right now. I got to see who's on the board. You know, but I'm trying to find out if there's a quarterback that our scouts and coaches really like.
Yeah, I think to me, when I talk to the Giants people, they seem to think it's all about wide receiver there. It's skill. They just don't have any skill guys. So I wonder if 11 and at 23, man, this wide receiver draft.
You think
really
you can work with Jones?
That's what the Giant people are saying right now to me. And I don't know, maybe in the next 2 weeks that'll change, but
give it another year.
But it seems like to me the anything you have to do, so you feel like everybody, this whole scenario is you got to get to the Patriots at three, and however you do that. But was there one team's deal that you liked the best? Did you like the Chargers trade the best with Arizona? You like the Arizona trade?
Yeah, I'd rather do it if I was Arizona.
Yeah. You want the player then, right? You got the surefire player, right?
I feel like that combination, once you move that pick up to 11, now, you know, we have a chance to help our offensive line or our defense or something, and that, you know, that gives us something to market around. We got a lot of good things going on there with that.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. So I think the Chargers deal though is pretty good too, though. But I do like the Arizona deal the best. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you, Brian. Krusty's Corner every afternoon, 2:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. We have big news cranking today in the NFL, Chief. Where are you taking us first?
Are you smelling the smoke around the Commanders? Plus, the new NFL rule change. NFL players unhappy. Next in the Nation.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv.
Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.